Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Craig is an expert Deadpool player because I said before the holidays that he was going to put Buck Henry on that. He said that to me. And I said, what's wrong with Buck? He said he hasn't been seen and he's 89. And Buck Henry... writer, comedian, humorist, funny dude, actor, screenwriter. You know, he wrote the screenplay for The Graduate. He died yesterday. And only 10 people had him. And that could swing things in the long run for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some solo hits.
Yep.
Well, not many people have the
right,
guy.
Yeah.
That sometimes make a difference.
We are still looking to score this. We have some issues here. However, a couple of the players that had Buck Henry, aside from myself, include but are not limited to Sly, Dinya Mouth.
That's a last name? You don't hear that surname Dinya
Mouth.
Much.
Dinya Mouth. You don't.
No.
Dinya Mouth is not a big surname anymore. It used to be.
Right. It's Slavic?
I think it might be Slavic.
Descendant.
Yeah. And the goose is on the table.
Now the goose is on the table. Now the goose is on the table.
Get an email yesterday from a lady who loves the show, and she goes, thanks for this. And it shows a little video of a four-year-old girl looking at the camera and doing that. It is the cutest thing. And I said, I just texted her back, and I said, I emailed her back. I said, can I use the audio? She goes, yeah, of course. So you can't hate this.
No.
Now the goose. Is on the table.
I guess you can.
Now that deuce is on the table.
So I know that parents all over the empire hate me because I think I've had a couple emails saying this before. The kid will hear it in the car and it sticks. And she got on video. It's the cutest thing.
I emailed her back. I said, that almost makes me not hate that clip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember this. Tell me if anybody remembers this. Can on the email. Buck Henry and John Belushi were in the first skit ever.
Yes.
On SNL called The Wolverines, where Buck Henry was teaching a new language to an immigrant played by Belushi. He wanted Belushi to imitate everything that he did. At the end of the skit, Buck Henry has a heart attack and died. So Belushi went from there.
That's right. Yeah. And Belushi imitates the heart attack. That's right. I do remember that skit. It's been a while since I've seen that on the internet, sir. But yeah. Google anything Buck Henry did if you're not familiar. He was hilarious.
He's probably on the YouTube.
Yes, he is.
Everything's on the YouTube.
Yeah, we should put this
not SNL.
Remember. No, that's right.
Oh, SNL's
no,
not?
NBC pulls their stuff off of YouTube real quick.
But how about, does NBC have a site where you can dig up any old skit?
I believe they actually just launched one.
Okay, good.
It's called Peacock.
Yeah.
Because, it's their own streaming service.
I mean, Eddie Murphy was just on SNL, and he hadn't been there since 84.
I would assume that has a bunch of old SNL on it.
Yeah, it must. It must.
The thing, it used to be, if you remember, Buck Henry on SNL, one of his recurring characters was a pedophile.
We talked about this before the break.
Yes,
and I explained some of the skits, the Glass Bottom Boat, Who Wants to Play Ride the Bannister. He always had a camera when he came over and babysit. And, he was a visual pedophile. They didn't show him doing anything, like physically touching these girls. You know, that. Yeah. They just sat in his lap a few times. But it was back when you could do a pedophile skit, was funny.
Yeah.
Where an old guy looking at some 12-year-old girl's panties was funny.
And you know, when they wrote that and did it, it was like, nah, whatever, this is no big deal.
Wow.
It was subversive.
Yes.
But it wasn't. Unheard of,
subversive and edgy at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But... Well, it'd be, you can't do it now, so that's how edgy it is.
Of course not.
No.
Yeah, I guess this new streaming thing from NBC launches in April, and back episodes of SNL will be available
there. Excellent. Yeah.
Along with, Tyler, and this may swing you, Friday Night Lights.
You know what? It's still on one of those channels, replays it a lot. I go back and relive my high school days. I went to high school in Dillon, Texas.
When you were the hunky fullback that everybody wanted to
get with? I'd have been the small guard.
I've seen it somewhere. It's like on the Pop channel.
Yeah, it's on Pop channel.
Something
yeah.
like that.
That's a series. If you want to watch all the Friday Night Lights, you will not be disappointed.
I think it's only like 5 or 6 seasons.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing show.
It's really good.
Yeah.
He'll always be Coach Taylor to me.
Right.
I thought I saw it on a streaming service, too. And all I have is Netflix and Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It might be on Amazon.
And that's where Push and I both fell in love with Taylor Kitsch in a gay way.
Oh, totally.
It wasn't a straight love at all.
No, totally.
That dude's a stud.
I sat through Battleship for that guy.
I did, too. I took Ryder to Battleship when
I didn't
came
see
out.
It in the theater, but I watched it on TV.
I saw it in the theater.
From start to finish.
Yeah.
He was wet a lot in that.
And so were you.
Moist.
Austin Anderson.
Really?
Stop in and visit us. Of course, Nick will be here. Nick's here every day, by the way. We haven't figured that out. We can't stop him. Somebody gave him a key.
No, we tell him, listen, you don't have to come up every day. I'm going to.
All right. Dad free today, too. Of course, we loved having Mark here yesterday.
Absolutely.
He's gay as F, man.
It's funny when he talks about his sex life in front of his son.
you can't see Nick's face like we can, obviously. It's brutal.
It would be.
Yeah. Well, nobody wants to hear about their dad's sex life, even with a woman. Although I did ask my dad specifics.
That's different.
I asked my dad specifics about the hookers a little bit.
Hookers,
sure.
But I didn't, you know, I don't ask the specifics about people's, you don't ask about your mom, obviously.
Well, maybe you do.
But even, I'm not saying, because I don't want to make it sound homophobic when it comes to Nick. I think it's because Nick's dad's been gay pretty much. Nick remembers his whole life.
No, it's just.
So it's dad having sex.
It's just sex, right? Still.
That's why we bring it up all the time. How's your sex life? And I look right at Nick when I say that. Great. He's banging dudes, like Nick says. There was a great bit that Louis C.K. did. I don't want to do it justice too much because obviously I'm not going to. But he talks about how, you know, society's moved on and nobody cares about if people are gay anymore, and that's a good thing. And he goes, but I bet you, especially you meant gay man, he goes, I wonder if they liked it when it was a little bit taboo. And he does his butt sex move like, hey, this is crazy. We shouldn't be doing this. And it's Louis C.K. and it's an amazing bit. And I hope it's on his special when he finally puts one out. Another one. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good boy. That's kind of dirty talk here. How about I want to bring her back in here now. We're talking about something else here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody sent us a...
Well, you had Buck Henry, right, Craig?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. They give you two hits this year already on your own poll?
That's two, I think. Well, I don't know.
You had David Stern.
Yeah, but I didn't necessarily have him on the same
the
list.
Buck Henry list.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't necessarily have him on the Buck Henry list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You think you were a wheeled David Stern, right?
Yeah, I may have.
Yeah.
Brain hemorrhage in December. That's, you wheel that guy.
Yeah, and you also wheel, obviously, the obvious.
Oh, I did on one, yeah.
Yeah,
I did have them both on one.
You obviously wheel the, you obviously wheel Kirk Douglas and Alex Trebek, and I'm going to ask Todd because 14 million on the first night watched that, and I retweeted out that hey, it's not just Todd. 14 million watched that first night. Who won last night?
The Holzhauer guy.
Okay.
Who I became a bigger fan of because there was a geography clue, and the answer was Green Bay, and he went boo and gave the thumbs down.
Oh, he's a Viking fan.
He might have lost a little
money.
Was he a
Bears fan?
Well, he just doesn't like the Packers.
Oh, who does?
You know?
Yeah.
Screw that guy. It
might be one of those things.
Yeah.
They don't really like anybody, but they know they hate the Packers.
Yeah.
And those kind of people are, they're fine with me.
Yeah.
So Jennings won the first night.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so technically they could wrap this up this week.
No. Sure. No, they're only going to have 3 games. They don't. Friday night, there's no greatest
of dark
all time.
On Friday night.
Okay. Oh, I thought Friday they were I thought they were lopping off Monday and not Friday.
Oh, I thought they were lopping off
Monday.
I'm not sure.
And Friday. You can check into that, Puss, because
no, he's not.
People want to know.
Don't worry about it.
At the last day it will go.
Don't even look.
Well, Puss. I want
is
know.
January 16th. The last day it could go.
Oh, well, maybe they are doing it Friday then.
Is the 16th.
Okay.
Yeah, because it could go seven games if everybody wins two, and then you know, they have the deciding game.
Is that third guy ever going to win any of them?
No.
He's just not. He's probably the third best guy.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Looks like he's getting lapped, and he's the kind of guy. He's the biggest money winner.
Yeah.
But he's won a lot of these tournaments. You know, where he comes back.
Got it.
I think the first time he won, you could only stay on Jeopardy for 5 days, and then they changed that rule. You could only be a 5-time Jeopardy champion.
Got it.
And then you had to retire. But the question is,
he's made $4.5 million from them.
I think he's made more money off of game shows than anybody else in game show history, period. Wow. Questions didn't seem as tough last night.
They didn't? Okay. Good to know. All right, there's our Jeopardy segment.
There was some. No, we have more.
Well, I know. Well, 14 million people watched it. I can still make fun of it.
Alex.
My dad and my sister watched every night. They love it like Todd.
On Wednesday, Alex was at the TV Critics Association Winter Press Tour in California, and he was talking, and he gave them an update. He said some days are better than others. He said his resistance is lower than most because of his chemotherapy treatments, but they've gotten him off one of his chemo drugs, and that they were really messing him up. He's going to undergo several tests today. And get the results in maybe another week or so. He says his memory is not as good as it used to be. And while filming this goat Jeopardy, he said he felt a little slower at the ad-libbed portions than in times past. But his wife says that she didn't notice anything.
His wife's younger than him, and she's hot, right? I think I've seen her.
I don't know.
I think I saw a picture of her. She's definitely younger than him. It must be a second or third wife. And I think I saw a photo of them together over the holidays, and she was... She's a piece of ass. Check that out, Puss. And that's, they like to be called that, too, by the way.
That's what you hear?
When they're hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can't pay him a finer compliment.
Yeah, that is his second wife, but they've been married since 1990.
Well, how old is she? Because she's not 80. She's kept herself together. They like that, too, when you say that, Craig. You kept yourself together.
That works every time.
Every time. You're a piece of ass. You kept yourself together. Try that. You haven't seen a woman in a while.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm looking. She was born on the third day of the month of September in the year 1963. Damn it. I don't want to do. Just tell me how old she is.
Yeah, that's 55.
57.
Yeah.
Wow. 56 now. Soon to be 57.
There you go.
And he's 79.
Yeah. Well, good for him. She good looking, am I right? I see the right picture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Kept herself together?
Yeah.
She seems to have.
Better than him.
Yeah. Well, he's 80-some. Looks pretty good, though, for
a 79.
Guy for, you know, with the terminal cancer.
Although my wife commented that he'd, I think they put a lot of makeup on him.
Well, he's probably looking not that hot right now. I mean, that chemo beats you up, man. We've seen that on people.
It's got to be makeup, because I don't think you can spend a lot of time in I don't know if you spend a lot of time in the tanning bed after your radiation therapy.
No, the radiation is the tan.
He's dark.
Yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that Strahan interviewed him over here sometime in the last couple of weeks while we were off and had a big sit down. I didn't see the whole interview, but I saw a little clip of it. They showed him up. He was up on the roof at his house blowing the Leafs out of the gutters.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they did ask him what he's going to do after he retires.
Yep.
His first answer was drink.
Oh, good.
And the second answer was, nah, I'll do stuff around the house.
Well,
blow the leaves out of the gutter.
Well, yeah, Strahan's like, dude, call me next time. I'll come over and blow the leaves out of your gutter.
No, he won't.
No, thank you.
Of course he won't.
No, he won't. That's a stupid ad lib on TV.
Well, and
I wouldn't.
Never mind. Well,
and I don't have Strahan money, and I would not blow the leaves off.
It's those Spanish tile roofs, you know, too. Strahan would break those things left and right.
True. But I guess Alex thinks, what can happen? I fall off the roof? Ow.
What am I going to lose? Six months?
Exactly.
Now, that's harsh.
Well, that's Puss, though.
Yeah.
That's how he is.
Now, that's
I wasn't like this until I started hanging out with you people.
Yeah, no, we don't think so.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't keep pulling that card.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you were like that.
Might have been.
It'd be like a Craig when Craig when was at his was at 2 months ago and he's really in bad shape. I mean, he said, "I need my gutters clean." I said, "We'll call somebody." I'm not coming over. I'll help you with it. I'll help you pay for it if you want that.
And like, by the way, where do you live?
Where do you live? You gotta give me your address. I'm gonna send somebody over, but it won't be me.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
NASA says they found a potentially habitable planet the size of Earth, and it's relatively close. It's only about 100 light years away.
Okay. What is that in miles?
That means at warp speed.
Okay, Todd would know.
Assuming warp speed is light speed. Nerd.
Right. I don't have the calculation over the top of my head. But at light speed, at the speed of light, it would only take you 100 years to get there.
Okay, well. But maybe they have better technology. They can fly here quicker.
Yeah, we don't know. But maybe in the 100 years that it took that light to get here, it became uninhabitable.
Right. So I'd have to spend like 99 years in space sleep on the way there?
No, you'd have to spend about 100 years in
space. You probably wouldn't go to sleep right away, and then you'd have to wake up a little bit
ahead.
Wake
up like Passengers, man. Have you ever seen that yet? Man,
yes.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
It's a great movie.
It's an excellent movie.
Yeah. But it makes me never want to go into hypersleep in space.
Yeah, I don't know. She's pretty cool. Well, if you wake up, you're waking up Jennifer Lawrence. You can bang her for 40 years.
When I travel like that.
Yeah, she'd love that.
I find it usually takes me about 6 months to get to sleep.
Well, that's what I figured, And you probably want to get up six months ahead of time, just, stretch out.
Oh, yeah.
You would toss and turn for 6 months.
Sometimes in the middle, you toss and turn for a couple of months, but then you get back to sleep.
Perfect distance from the star where the liquid water could exist. One side always in the daylight. Uranus tilts on its side,
Your rectum.
Spins on its side.
It does.
It's got a dark side. And
it spins on its side.
And a light
side. Your rectum.
So you couldn't be, the dark side would be inhabitable, I assume.
Or uninhabitable.
Speaking of that, huge meteorite that hit the Earth nearly 800,000 years ago they may have found the crater.
Didn't happen.
See the headline on that yet? I don't Google it because I figured I don't look read to the bottom. That's your job.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, huge meteorite hit Earth nearly 800,000 years ago.
Nope.
I know that Jesus.
Fake news.
Only made the Earth. He balled it up and spit it out. 6,000 years ago, right?
Yeah.
We may have found the crater. That's pretty cool. That's science, folks. I know you got a little black book you like to follow, but that's science. I like that.
All right, according to EarthSky.org, a light year is 5.88 trillion miles.
I can't put that in my brain. Yeah.
Just add a couple zeros to that and you're good.
Yeah.
So it's 588 trillion.
How many trips to Wichita from Omaha? That's what I got.
Three.
Okay. I would say four, but probably.
I'm rounding down. Yeah.
I would go there more often if we could travel at the speed of light.
Oh, yeah? I'd go anywhere more
often. There'd be a lot of places I'd go if that was possible.
That'd be great.
You finished that teleporter yet, Todd?
Yeah.
That's really what we need to figure out.
I would like that, but you know, the auto industry, the airline industry, they're lobbying hard against it. I have it ready to go.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people blocking it.
Right.
Well, that makes sense.
A lot of people in my way. The petroleum industry, nobody wants to see that happen. I'm ready to go. I have the technology.
Yeah, Todd is stewy. Yeah.
Right.
I was going to show it at the Consumer Electronics Show in
Vegas. In Vegas, right,
but I got shot down.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll do that to you.
Well, they paid
Big
you
money
off.
Will
they
do
paid
that
you
to
off.
You.
They paid you off.
I am being stymied.
They paid you off.
I'm being stonewalled.
I like that word.
At every turn.
Stonewalled.
Stymied.
Oh, yeah. that's an old reference. Yeah.
I like that word. Yeah.
That seems like a word you would like.
Yeah.
It does.
You know? Right up there with horse hockey.
Horse hockey, stymied.
Well, I do. I like that
word.
Yeah,
I know that. You have a couple other ones you use that are...
I don't use stymied, but I'm going
to
try
to
and figure that
Start
one out.
Out right?
The Church of Scientology says that a lawsuit against that 70s show star Danny Masterson.
Oh, he's a grab ass. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Must go to what its attorneys call religious arbitration.
Yeah, that works.
He's being sued by four women who claim that he stalked.
That is not an immediate. That's not immediate, is it? Now you're coughing something else, right? Because I just lit one and you started coughing.
I got coffee.
And your face is not near my ass, although I'd like it down
I got
there.
Coffee in my lungs.
Oh, you wait. You'll be coughing for different reasons.
That might be the best thing that could happen to you right now.
Because I was telling these guys, Craig, that I lit our bedroom up last night. And I'm apologizing ahead of time for my wife waking up here in about, probably soon here, about 20 minutes.
You turn a fan on or something?
No. Let it bake. I'm out of there. What's the matter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let it.
It was all night, too. I yeah.
Yeah, and just let it settle into
deep,
the fabric.
Hot ones, too. They were hot. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
In your sleep? Does one fart in one sleep?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. One does.
I think we've all woken ourselves up that
well,
way.
Well, we've all heard other people fart
yes.
in their sleep.
Yes, we have. And my wife might have heard me last night.
You probably want to go home and wash the sheets today.
No, he probably wants to go home and smell them, savor them.
I'll text her in a second. I need to text her about something.
They've
anyway.
Been marinating in that for hours now.
It was brutal.
She won't notice.
It was brutal. No, this is especially brutal.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.